This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. It's July 27th.
Calling for the impeachment of Richard M. Nixon. Make no mistake about it. This is a turning point, whatever we decide.
And it was on this date in 1974 that the House Judiciary Committee officially recommended that President Richard Nixon be impeached and removed from office. This all was from what was to be known as Watergate, stemming from a break-in which saw a group of men linked to the White House be later arrested. Nixon denied any involvement at first. He was impeached, and he made history on August 8th when he became the first president to announce his resignation. And it was on this date in 1996, at just after midnight, as fans were taking in a free concert at Atlanta's Centennial Olympic Park. Well, that happened. A bomb exploded. Originally, it was thought to be security guard Richard Jewell who planted it, but it turned out instead to be Eric Rudolph. He strategically placed a green U.S. military field pack containing three pipe bombs surrounded by 3-inch-long masonry nails underneath a bench near the base of the concert sound tower. It was actually Jewell who first discovered the backpack and attempted to clear spectators out before it detonated about 2 minutes later. The blast was responsible for one death and 111 injuries. And that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.